Who watches the Chinese watchers? Commentary. The panopticon was an 18th-century idea by the British author and social theorist Jeremy Bentham as a device to monitor large numbers of people within a controlled space. Originally designed for a prison, it led to an atmosphere where it was impossible for the inmates to know when they were being watched by a central figure. This incertitude, in theory, motivated the prisoners to act as though they were all being watched at all times, and hence led to self-regulation. Today, there are better ways to keep an eye. The word panopticon derives from the Greek phrase all-seeing, on a given population. Here, we are speaking of the internet and social media. It is not hard for companies that provide these services, allegedly for free, to capture their clients' browsing habits, contact lists, posts, and political views. These can be used somewhat innocuously to target advertising and more nefariously to identify individuals whom the state feels are running afoul of what the governing powers are trying to achieve within their societies. A state with all-seeing power can, of course, not just keep tabs on its people, but locate those seen as a problem. Dissidents or just those with different opinions can also be harassed, threatened, arrested, or even harmed or killed by those in charge. There are far too many examples of such in recent years. Not surprisingly, autocratic states are keen to acquire and use these tools. After all, they brook no dissent, no opposition, nobody who is critical of their rule. In this light, technology that can monitor populations, seeking those who stand out for their views and funneling their personal information to state security services would be a boon. And the Chinese regime is all too willing to help them acquire such technology. In 2022, the People's Republic of China launched its Global Security Initiative, which Supreme Leader Xi Jinping described as a way to maintain world peace and security while upholding non-interference in internal affairs. We all know how much Beijing is paranoid about any interference in its affairs. Not wanting to keep this wonderful plan to itself, the PRC has been offering police training and surveillance technology to other countries to help ensure their internal stability. Among the recipients are Serbia, Ethiopia, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, and Pakistan, not exactly a group of free democratic republics. Sure, this tech can help deter crime, but it can also be effective in controlling the population and maintaining power indefinitely. As The Economist noted, for governments leaning towards authoritarianism, though, China is an enabler and an inspiration. China, of course, does not ask for anything in return and does not encumber these states with awkward demands that human rights must be protected. It seems that this move is yet one more way in which the regime in Beijing is seeking to spread influence on a global scale. As she has stated on more than one occasion, he wants China to be the dominant player on the planet by 2049, and he is not concerned with abiding by any rules to get there. If he can sell his model to other nations with similar disregard to what is just, he not only succeeds in expanding China's footprint worldwide, but gains allies that will most likely not raise their voices against the regime's violation of its own population's rights and privileges. There are reports, for instance, that recipients are expected to support the PRC's territorial claims over Taiwan and other territories. What these clients fail to see, however, is that their agreement to use Chinese technology comes with strings attached. Beijing will own the data collected by these tools and can use it to its own benefit. Maybe buyers see this as a small price to pay for the ability to dominate and cow their own people. It is difficult to grasp how any country can deal with Beijing on just about anything, given its history of duplicity. One would think that a cursory understanding of recent history would make nations reconsider their relationships with the PRC. Then again, when it comes to autocracies, like a tracks like, I guess.